This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
And it wasn't until I was walking up the stairs that I realised they were my shoes. Can you believe that? How are you, Dan? All right?
I'm very well. How are you today, James?
I'm absolutely fine. How are you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm all right. The sun is shining. It's Friday. I'm already decided I'm not going to do much work today.
I think you probably decided that yesterday or the day before.
It wasn't a conscious decision. It just flooded through me, really. It's more of a feeling. More of an instinct, I think. But yeah, I'm okay, man. I'm okay. So welcome, everyone, to Compact Dicks. For those of you who aren't familiar with this format, Compact Dicks, we're the spin-off to Desert Island Dicks. And this is where you, the listener, get to have your submissions read out of who and what you think is a dick. And we're happy to facilitate their entry into the podcast sphere.
And if you want to submit your own choices for Compact Dicks, send them to dickspod.com/contact. There's a little contact box in there and you can send us who, what, when, where, whatever you like for the island.
Yeah, it could be food, drink, song, film. Doesn't have to be people, but it can be people. So that's fine.
Or none of the above. Choose a book, you know, enlighten us.
Yeah, you could actually go outside of the Desert Island Dicks format if you wish. That's fine. We're loosey goosey, baby.
Oh, never a truer word said. Right, so Dan, usually we start this with some of our own choices. I haven't got a choice this week, but I believe you do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty zen this week. Not that much has been annoying me, really, to be honest, which is rare. But this is something that pops up now and again, and it's just a very quick one. It's just people who design children's clothes that you can't stick in the tumble dryer.
Oh, this is good. This is really good.
Because, yeah. You know, most of it, you just want to get it done quickly. You're always putting on washes all the time, and just every now and again you forget, and it's a nice top, and then it shrinks, and it's really annoying, and they can't wear it anymore. Or, like, you have to go through everything, separate it out, put it on the radiator. Yeah. You know, it's winter now. I can't be drying everything outside. It doesn't work. It will freeze.
It doesn't work. And my son is forever going around with pyjama bottoms that are, like, midway up his calf and, like, the bottom of his belly showing, where I just stick all of his clothes in the tumble dryer. And the pyjamas, they're not going to wear that out and about. It should just be the most versatile of materials to... Anyway.
H&M are a real culprit for this, but they do lovely children's clothes. So, you know, just make it easy on us parents and stop any extra fucking around that I have to do.
Just make it easier for us. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to be going through and checking the label on every item within a wash. That's very annoying.
No. Right. That's our chests cleared. Is that what you say? Get it off your chest? But you don't say it the other way around. I don't know. Anyway, we've got that off our chests, is, I suppose, how I would say it. Let's hear it from you, the listener.
I have one here from Stephanie. Stephanie says, and this is a good one, people who don't have microwaves.
Okay.
And I messaged you yesterday, Dan, to check if you had a microwave.
Yeah, and then you didn't. Look, I said, why do you ask? And then you never got back to me, and I just forgot. But now it all makes sense.
Ah, here we go. People who don't have microwave. First line, snobs. Second line. Usually middle-class people who have no struggles in life, so they need to find ways to make their life more challenging, i.e. cooking in an Arga. Furthermore, microwaves are very energy efficient. Ovens use the most energy in the kitchen. People who don't use microwaves are in the same group as people who have log burners, which are very bad for your health and the environment.
Well, I can tell you, James, I have a microwave, but my mother does not have a microwave, and she also has an Arga. And let me tell you, it is a pain in the ass.
Well, if you just, what does she do? If she just wants to warm something up quickly, like last night's dinner, she wants to eat it.
You have to, like, put it in the oven or in a pan, depending. But it's really annoying when I'm staying there with my kids and have to, like, say my youngest wakes up in the night and wants a bottle, and I have to go downstairs, get the milk out, measure it out, put it in a saucepan, put it on top of the hob. Oh, man, it's so annoying when you're just... It's like
the massive metal lid. Has it got one of those?
Yeah, it's so irritating. And for years, she didn't have a microwave. She's like, oh, I don't trust them. It just seems weird. I don't trust the technology. And the only other person I knew who didn't have a microwave was my best mate. And his dad was like... He's like a genius engineer. He used to, like, design nuclear submarines or something. He's like high end, and he didn't have one because he was a bit wary of them. And so my mum was like, "Ha ha! He doesn't have one either, and he knows about this stuff." And then he just got one and went, "Yeah, it's fine." But my mum still wouldn't get one. Like, fucking get a microwave.
I'm not using it all the time. It's just so convenient. You eat some dinner last night, next day lunchtime, you want to warm something up. Obviously, what are you going to do? Two minutes in the microwave,
I'm mainly reheating rather than cooking with it, but I mean...
That's true. Yeah, same.
Fucking, you need them. They're useful.
So, like, pre-microwave, I imagine that's why, like, meals like Bubble and Squeak came around, because someone's like, we've got all this food left and we've got no way to warm it up, so you just chuck it in a pan and cook it, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I like using leftovers a lot, but yeah, some things are just easier with a microwave. And that's that. It's 2023, people. Get a microwave. Maybe I'll buy my mum a microwave, because I'm a grown-up now. I could do that, couldn't I?
You could. Treat her, and get her a freezer full of meals.
She'll hate it.
Well, thank you very much for that, Stephanie. Dan, have you got one there?
Yes, I have.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This one is from Tim. This one, I like this a lot. Hang on. It says, "Hi, Dick Masters. I'd like to nominate the head of my company. The pay here has always been quite low compared to other similar organisations. But recently, the boss sent round an email inviting us to a seminar by a financial expert to teach us how to manage our finances better. You know what would help my finances? Having a salary that matched inflation so I wasn't taking a real terms pay cut. Really annoys me when someone on a huge pay packet tries to show they understand our situation by doing something like this when it has very little actual use and when they could easily sort the problem themselves by addressing the real issue."
Oh, that's good.
Timely as well, hey? Cost of living and everything. Yeah. I mean, this person sounds like a proper dick.
It's so true of people in positions of power within companies that they're so out of touch with what's going on in people's lives. Mm. It's like, you don't need more money, you just need to be able to manage your money better. Yeah. And it's like, interesting. Why don't we take some of your money away and see how you get on, dickhead?
Yeah, and it's just, I think it also sort of tied into so much of what's happening in the world. You know, it's like, energy prices are insane, so here's a little bit of money off your bills, which would help, but also energy companies are posting bigger profits than they have ever had. So maybe you're looking in the wrong place, you fucking dicks.
It's true. And it's just so mad that we, I mean, not to go on a huge tangent, that people are struggling and they're making massive profits. And they're like, they've made loads of profit this year. And you're like, well, yeah, because they're fucking fleecing us. Can we just stop doing that? And then everyone would probably be all right.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah. I read a thing yesterday about Nadim Zardawi about how he's like been investigated for tax evasion, but then he's sort of talking about going after people avoiding tax, and it's like, yeah, you should be fired by now. Like what? But nothing's going to happen. So I just thought it felt indicative of the larger situation in the country as a whole. So I like that. So thank you very much for that, Tim.
It's at this junction in the podcast where we turn to John Deacon, my dad. Let's turn to him. John, have you got some... I'm not going to do it as if I'm actually talking to him because he's not here. But what my dad likes to do, just to tee this up, if you've never listened to this before, is we've got an extensive back catalogue of interesting episodes in the podcast, of the podcast, and my dad likes to point you in the direction of some interesting episodes. So let him do exactly that.
Hi, James. Hi, Dan. Great episode this week, Dan, with author and comedian C.K. McDonnell. Now, this week, I'd like to recommend somebody that I heard on the radio last week, and it's a previous contributor to the pod, a guy called Asa Bennett. Now, Asa Bennett was Liz Truss's scriptwriter, poor fella. I went back to his episode and had a quick listen, and it's a good one. He chose as his animal the honey badger, which is cited as by Trump supporters as being his animal, if you like, because honey badger don't give a shit. Asa also mentioned the fact that honey badger is an animal that rips off larger prey's genitals until they bleed to death, probably a bit like Donald Trump as well. But this week I'd also like to recommend from the back catalogue some episodes that we put out, and they are Desert Island Dick's Top of the Cox. We put out three episodes in February and March 2021, and they put together a delightful smorgasbord of snippets of episodes. You've got some good names in there. We've got John Holmes, whose story about when he met Arnie Schwarzenegger. We've got Alison Spittle's calamari story, where she said that calamari was likened to a pig's anus. Also, we've got Sophie Hagen's episode. Now, Sophie was cited as the reason why the film I Feel Pretty was a disaster at the box office. She put out a tweet about it, which got 6 million retweets. And she was also mentioned on CNN, in the New York Times. And she's also mentioned on Bill Maher's talk show. So that's a great episode as well. And there's some really funny stuff on there. So my recommendations are Asa Bennett's episode. Hope he gets a job soon, bless him. And also the episodes of Desert Island Dick's Top of the Cox. So cheers, then. Bye.
Thank you, John. That was wonderful. And not only do I just find it soothing listening to his voice, which I genuinely do, I think... And he remembers episodes that I'd forgotten all about as well. So it really is good. And I urge you to listen to his recommendations because, they're great. I mean, we've done 5 years worth of this podcast now, so there's a lot in there.
Such an interesting one that Asa Bennett, who we had on the podcast, Dad's first suggestion, was Liz Truss's scriptwriter.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's absolutely mad. And I wonder, I haven't gone back to listen to the episode, obviously Dad has, but I feel like going back just to listen, just to see if I can pick out any of the traits within his comments or his speech of the way that she used to talk.
He must have been annoyed. Was like, I've written you this speech, and there you are bumbling along with these massive pauses when anyone asks you a question.
I think maybe we should get him back on. Maybe we should get him back on now, post Liz Truss.
Spill the beans.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Well, thank you very much, John Deacon.
Yeah, thank you, John. Okay, should we have another one from the listeners now?
Okay, Dan, I've got one here, and this one comes in from... Pam, this is from Pam, and she said, food, anything smoked.
Oh.
This does not include traditional smoked fish. That bit's in capital letters. So
okay, so smoked salmon, smoked mackerel, they're all okay.
Smoked haddock, that's all right. But I'm talking about the newer fad of smoking things so they taste like they've been in a house fire. I recently ate a smoked brownie in a pub. On reflection, I think they probably burnt the brownies and decided to market them as oak smoked brownies. Like a failed food challenge on The Apprentice, would, however, be very easy to produce on the island.
Yeah. Yeah, smoked brownie seems like you're just reaching for... It's just unnecessary. Like, it's sort of... Like, the brownies are great. You don't need more. Just settle down.
Just a lovely, delicious, sweet, sugary brownie with chocolate in us is great. I mean, if they genuinely thought, do you know what this brownie needs is a smoky flavour. Mm. Why don't we put smoke all over it before we put it out there? They've made a real mistake. If they have made an actual mistake and burnt the brownies and then marketed them as smoked brownies, it's actually quite clever.
Yeah, then I think fair enough. Hats off.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, I can get behind this. Unnecessarily smoked food, sure.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier, weirdly, of, like, I remember, do you remember Heston Blumenthal ages ago did, like, a cooking, it was like, how to cook with Heston? But everything was just ridiculous, because you go, here's how to make the perfect roast chicken, and it took, like, 3 days of preparation. You think, roast chicken's really nice anyway, and it takes about an hour, it's quite easy, and without doing anything to it, it's really nice. So... I'm not going to take 3 days over it, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I think he did a chili where, like, he had a chili in a bowl and then that was in a different bowl full of wood chips. And as you serve it, you, like, set fire to all the wood chips around it. And it's like, yeah, that would be good, Heston, but have you met a real person before?
That'd be really good, Heston, but have you ever put sour cream and jalapenos on a regular chili?
Yeah, like,
perfect. It's done. Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I can get behind this. Right, yeah, smoked food, thank you very much for that, Pam. Dan, have you got one?
This one comes from Laura, and she says, people who send you photos of their baby wearing your gift.
Okay.
I have a friend who always sends photos of her baby wearing or using any gift I've given her. On the surface, it seems very thoughtful and appreciative. However, I recently gave her a large box full of old baby clothes, and she's been sending me a photo every time the baby wears a hand-me-down. I don't even recognise the clothes. If she's doing this for me, I presume she's doing this for anyone who's ever given her a gift. When you have a baby, a high percentage of your baby's clothes and toys are presents. Who has the energy and memory of who gifted what to keep this up? When is enough enough?
Wow. Hey. I'm here. I'm with that. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I feel good that I've passed this thing on to you. And I appreciate that you appreciate it. One picture or just a quick thank you text is enough. Okay.
Well
this has been good. This is great. This is compact.
This is compact.
It's ideal. We got through some great choices. You gave some choices of your own. The listeners came through with some fantastic choices. And if they want to send us some more, it's dixpod.com/contact. Or you could get us on social media, and it's at dixpod on Instagram or Twitter. If you find that easier, drop us a quick message and we can read them from there.
Yeah, do it. And next week we'll be back with another Desert Island Dix full episode. This week coming up, we've got the guys from Jackmate's Happy Hour podcast, all three of them. It's a doozy. So that's going to come on Tuesday as we're recording this. And yeah, enjoy. We've got some really good people coming up actually. So,
exciting. Oh, damn. Nice tease at the end there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, this has been a pleasure, but I've run out of enthusiasm. So, see you later. Bye.
Bye.